So how many of you swore at your TV or your phone if you were listening via the MLB at-bat app or the radio? I think Astros games are still on the radio. When A.J. Hinch waves to Ken Giles with two out in the ninth inning, he's playing the long game here, A.J. Hinch. He has minimal confidence in Ken Giles right now because, well, who would have more than that? He's looked terrible so far this season. Last October, he melted down to a puddle. Hey, I don't know if it's just a lack of consistent command or if he's squeezing the ball so tight because he's uptight after his disastrous, almost relentlessly so, postseason performance. But the Astros aren't going to kick Ken Giles to the curb yet. A, he's fairly cheap at just $4 million. B, he does throw a fastball that touches 100 miles per hour. C, he has a wipeout slider. And D, he's a pretty young guy, still in his mid-20s. But if he does not find more consistent form than he's displayed since, last September, of course he is not going to be the Astros closer in truly important spots, meaning postseason games. He certainly has the arm and the raw materials to still be an effective reliever, but there just can't be much faith in him right now. I'm not sure A.J. Hinch spoke specifically about Giles in the postgame, did not catch the full postgame remarks, but if A.J. is saying, of course I have full faith in Ken Giles, well, lay out, Skipper, your pants are on fire! But you're trying to build that confidence, restore that confidence in Ken Giles the rest of the way.